This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And 8:31, Jason Jacob is from the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club Inn, because happening this year, the 50th Rock Extravaganza this weekend at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Bet you're happy to be doing it again.
Yeah, we're happy to be back doing the show.
And like a lot of other things, you were on a little hiatus.
Yeah, a couple year hiatus. Finally getting the opportunity to throw the 50th. It just took a couple more years to get there.
So what is the 50th Rock Extravaganza?
It's our rock and gem show at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and it kind of showcases our hobby. We'll have different demonstrators there. We'll have rock vendors. We'll have display cases, kid rock hunts, a lot of fun in regards to the rock hounding hobby.
And that's pretty popular around here, right?
Yeah, it's quite popular. The Pacific Northwest is known for all the different rocks that we have here. We've got Central Oregon with the Thunder Eggs. We've got the south of the state, we have our sunstone. It's just even locally in the Umpqua Rivers, we've got petrified wood, agates, jaspers, a lot of nice material.
Now, I'm looking at a couple things you brought in this morning. Tell me about these.
Yeah, what this is a plume agate, and I was kind of trying to show you how the process happens, where we have a rough rock, and then we slab that. So a flat piece is called a slab, and then we take what we want out of that and make a piece of jewelry called a cabochon, and that's what the final piece polished up looks like.
So where do you find these rocks?
Like I said, all over the place. We've got in riverbeds and mountainsides, old estates. A lot of things I like to do is a lot of rock hounds will collect the material and then decide to get rid of it, and a lot of times there's really good material in those estates.
So, taking with the starting piece here to get to where you ultimately have the small one, how long a process is that?
So, cutting the stone takes about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the size. Once you have the slab, then you kind of pick out your piece. That can take anywhere from a really long time if you just sit there and stare at it to really brief, cutting that piece out, and then about 20 to 30 minutes to cab it out on the grinding machine.
So were you pretty sure what you were going to end up with when you started here?
You basically get the material wet and you kind of know what it's going to look like polished. It's just the luck of the way you cut it and things like that to get the best kind of picture out of it is what I like to do.
So some pretty highly specialized equipment to do this, I imagine.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about the club is we have a club workshop where we have that equipment for club members to use, and it'll allow you to kind of see if you're going to be super interested, because a lot of the equipment is extremely expensive. The 24-inch saw I used to cut it brand new cost about $3,000.
So something that maybe not everybody's going to get, even if they want to take part. So this makes it a lot easier for people to get involved.
Get involved and there's other facets. Some people like to work the material. Some people just like to go outside and look for rocks. And we have a very robust field trip chair who goes, and we have at least one field trip a month to different places around Oregon.
And talk about some of the things that are going to take place Saturday and Sunday.
So we'll have our show with the vendors. We'll have a kids zone with we have our Wheel of Fortune where you spin the wheel and you get a rock. But we have a new one. It's called Klinko. It's kind of cool. You put a little disc down. It kind of rocks back and forth down the little pegboard and whatever rock it lands on. So we have a feeling that'll be a fun thing for the kids to do. The kids rock hunt, and then we have someone who makes spheres. We'll be demonstrating how he does that. We'll have a faceter, so someone who facets stones. And then we have, trying to think of the last person.
While you're doing that, I'm curious, what a faceter, what does that mean?
So faceting is where you have a flat lap that basically makes gemstones with flat edges. So that's where you see in rings and things like that, that is the faster who does those.
Interesting.
So more on the ring standpoint. And then we'll also have display cases. And those display cases will be judged. We'll have a couple awards for the People Choice Awards, so you can vote for your favorite display case there at the show.
So which part of the fairgrounds is this at?
It's in Douglas Hall.
And talk about times and admission and all that.
So it's free. We want to be all-inclusive to anybody that wants to come. So the event is free. And it goes from 9 to 5 on Friday, or Saturday, sorry, 9 to 5 on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And then on Mother's Day, it'll be from 10 to 4. So bring mom and come and enjoy the displays.
Might be a good little family Mother's Day trip then.
Yeah, very family friendly. Our club is designed that way. We have a junior program, so we have things for our young people to do. And then we have, of course, show and tell at our club meetings, and then program and lots of things. And we meet at the West Side Christian Church there on Harvard.
So is the age range of your club pretty broad, or does it trend more one way or the other?
We have definitely our old timers, but we definitely have a young group. We have one of our members, Levi, who's in junior high. I think he's going into high school here soon, but he actually has a display at the Crater Rock Museum, so he is taking advantage of a lot of the opportunities here in the rock world to kind of show his passion of liking rocks and hunting for them.
Wow. I'm Quad Jim and Mineral Club 50th Rock Extravaganza, 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday at the fairgrounds. Jason, anything else people ought to know?
No, just we're looking forward to seeing you. They're out there, and it's a lot of fun, and hopefully you bring your family out and enjoy the event.
All right, Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
838 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.